Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Wrestling with the Odds. I'm the very tired Jarrett Bailey. That is the soon-to-be very tired Jeremy Lambert. Hi, buddy.
Hi, Jarrett Bailey. As I said, I don't want to hear this tiredness stuff. This is the last sleep right here. By the time everybody hears this, it'll be Thursday. Wednesday night right now. This is the last sleep before the craziness of WrestleMania weekend really kicks into full gear.
Yeah, yes, it is. Look, we've got a lot of wrestling over the next, basically 2 weeks. Was it 12 days consecutively without having a break from wrestling? So it's going to be a very chaotic period. But we'll start off the WrestleMania betting show. Oh, by the way, bet responsibly. And don't blame us if you lose your bets. And if you win your bets, feel free to give us credit for winning your bets. With that in mind, let's pull up the first match. The men's tag team four-way.
There we go. Odds are courtesy of betonline.ag. By the way, apparently, betting might become legal in the U.S. WWE's trying to work on that. This show's going to be on Peacock pretty soon, Jared. So we got to get our act together when we're
wouldn't
on the
that
cock.
Wouldn't that be something if we start making money from the big cock known as P?
Everyone wants to make money from the big cock. That's what I've heard anyway.
That's a different conversation, I suppose. But I'm surprised at how these odds fall for this match. I'm surprised that Braun and Ricochet are the odds-on favorites. That'll be fun, though. I mean, the Viking Raiders have been on, a relatively good match tear over the last month and a half or so. Chad Gable, he's been on more of like a singles run, which I'm glad that he's getting at least some severance of a push. And then the Street Profits are the Street Profits. We know how good they are. But the best odds lie with Braun Strowman and Ricochet, which do we have a team name for Braun Strowman and Ricochet yet?
Ricochet.
Ricochet, I like Ricochet. Yeah, let's do that.
Ricochet. That's what I'm going with.
Beautiful. Ricochet is the odds on favorite.
Bet it all on the Street Profits, folks. Bet every single dime you have. Whatever your unit play is, one unit, two units, three, bet the house on the Street Profits. I'm telling you, they got this. It's in the bag. They bring the swag like nobody can. They don't mean to brag. They got this match in the bag. It was off the top of the dome right there, Jarrett Bailey. You should pay me to spit them rhymes. I'm very confident in the Street Profits winning this match. I know Viking Raiders, they won the other night, so I don't feel like they're gonna win. Braun and Ricochet, they're more singles guys that were just like thrown together and everything. Gable, sure. There's a little intrigue with Gable and Otis just because of the Maxim Male Model stuff of maybe they'll just as a bit. Just have Otis win. I'm very confident this is Dawkins and Ford winning. Big WrestleMania moment for them. Big, big push coming up for the Street Profits and Montez Ford coming into 2023, coming out of WrestleMania.
Yeah, I think this is just more exemplary of the just lack of tag team division that WWE has. Granted, the Franken team of Braun and Ricochet has been a thing for a minute, so we can somewhat just call them an official team because they've been doing it for a little bit. Same thing with Alpha Academy, sure, but outside of that, I mean, like the Viking Raiders just came back not that long ago, and it's not like anybody's been super stoked. That's nothing against them. It's just like they're there. That's great. And the Street Profits are great. We know that. But I'm with you. I don't think that they'll pull a fast one on us and give it to like the Viking Raiders. If they do Alpha Academy, that would be the swerve just for the storyline with Gable and Otis. But the Street Profits feel like the safest bet.
Street Profits, bet it all on them, baby. I'm telling you, that's good odds at +175 too. They're somehow the third team in this match. They like the Viking Raiders and Ricochet over them. I don't see it. Go with the Street Profits. Get the bag with the gentlemen who bring the swag. Keep going to that well.
All right.
There's by the way.
He's gonna keep doing this this rapping bit, apparently.
I can rhyme, Jerry Bailey. Do you know how much Eminem I listened to growing up? I can definitely spit the hot fire like my man Dylon.
Cool. That's fine. I mean, I don't hate Eminem or anything. I'm just not the biggest rap guy. Although,
okay, wait a second. Do you understand the Dylon reference?
No.
Oh my god. You're so young, Jerry.
What is it?
It's Chappelle's Show.
Oh, I mean, I like Dave Chappelle. I didn't really watch too much of Chappelle's Show, if I'm being honest, though.
Because you were born when it came out.
Yeah, it was.
Like the tail end of it.
What was it, the early 2000s?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I was born in 98.
Okay, so you were like 5. I don't think you were watching too much Chappelle Show.
No, I wasn't watching too much Chappelle Show at the time. But yeah, there's a few skits that I've gone back and watched, like all the classic ones. And I love Dave Chappelle's stand-up is incredible. He's hilarious. And I'm a very big fan of Dave Chappelle and his comedy. Just never watched too much of Chappelle Show.
This is my favorite thing about doing a show with you is you're so young and you don't understand all of my nostalgia references. And then I hope our audience is calling you out for not getting any of these references.
I'm sure when we roll back the comments of this after we release the video, there will be plenty of people who comment on me not getting that reference. So I'll make sure, like, in a week's time to scroll through and just see how many people try crapping on me for it.
When we're on the cock, you're going to get a lot of hate tweets for not understanding the Chappelle Show references.
Well, fingers crossed that we'll be on the cock sooner than later. Moving on from this match, we'll go to the battle of father and son, Rey Mysterio versus Dominic Mysterio. Rey finally got physical with Dom, and everybody seemed to really like it. This match is going to be, it'll be a match. Rey Mysterio is still a very good professional wrestler, and Dominic Mysterio is certainly a professional wrestler.
We're not going to hate on Dominic Mysterio.
That's fine. Like, it's, I don't know. It's a good filler match that actually has some semblance of story behind it, which is better than most Mania matches on the undercard that we've been able to say for the past few years. So that's at least nice to have. I assume Dom's gonna win this.
See, I think Dom would win this if Vince was in charge, which he may or may not be, depending on who you believe. Rey going into the Hall of Fame and everything, it feels like Rey should win this WrestleMania match, and then I assume they'd do some stupid rematch at Backlash or wherever. And maybe,
if they have Dom win by like shenanigans, and then they could do the rematch at Backlash and Rey gets the win back.
Yeah, I saw a theory of Rey and Bad Bunny against Dom and Damian Priest at Backlash, which is a possibility. Bad Bunny's supposed to host Backlash, but there's no reason why he couldn't wrestle as well.
They're having a host for Backlash.
Yeah, it's in Puerto Rico, so, you know.
I didn't know that. See, that shows you how much of, like, the insider information that WWE have been keeping up with recently.
I like Rey at +130. That's not bad odds there for
Rey. That's fine.
Because I'm tempted on him. Not as much as the Street Profits. Love the Street Profits.
I was going to say, if you want to do a Street Profits Rey Mysterio parlay, that would be some fine odds.
I'm not mad at that.
I'll get the odds calculator pulled up when we go through the next match just to see what that would be. But the next match will be the Women's WrestleMania Showcase match. We don't have odds for that. Yes, you did say that.
Yeah.
Pre-show. Just in case everybody's wondering who's in that, here, let me try my best Excalibur impression. Liv Morgan, Raquel Rodriguez, Natalya and Shotzi, Ronda Rousey, Shayna Baszler, and ? So we'll skip that. We'll go to the match I'm most excited for, the Intercontinental Championship triple threat between Drew McIntyre, Sheamus, and Gunther.
Right, real quickly, first off, the question mark is Chelsea Green and Sonya
I'm looking at outdated graphics. So that's my fault.
Which graphics are you at? Please don't tell me this is on our website. Okay.
No, it's on Bleacher Report. It's from a few days ago.
I hope our website is updated off the yellow.
It must have been before Chelsea and whomever her partner is.
Sonya.
Got Sonya, yes. They had to replace her partner with Sonya. So it must have been before that.
Bet on Ronda and Shayna, everybody.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I mean, the odds are probably astronomical for them. But if you're going to bet, you're going to throw your money away if you bet on anybody else.
I assume that's why the odds aren't up at least yet, because I assume most people are just going to assume that Shayna and Ronnie are going to win this.
They're gonna win.
Regardless,
yeah, I imagine they're very heavy.
Intercontinental title. Yes, but
Intercontinental title.
Triple threat, Drew McIntyre, Sheamus, and Gunther. I cannot wait for this match. This is going to be so good. Gunther's going to win. I would be shocked if he didn't. But I'm excited to see the just absurdity of power on display from the three of them. This is the match I'm most excited for.
I am as well. It's going to be a great match. I very much look forward to it. I'm kind of leaning towards Sheamus. He's going to win that title
really?
At some point. Yeah, he's going to win that Intercontinental title at some point. Why not WrestleMania? Why not even pinning Drew? And then you can run back Sheamus and Gunther at the next premium live event, because Gunther can claim he was never beaten. Yeah, or something like that. Like, that's, I know they've had a long reign with Gunther, and to end the reign like without him getting pinned, I think might disappoint a lot of people. But I think that's a way to protect him a little bit. And then Sheamus should beat him in like the singles match, but at least losing the title, protecting him without actually taking the loss to lose the title. I'm kind of leaning towards Sheamus here, honestly. And I like the odds at +120.
I don't want Gunther to lose the belt yet. I do think he will lose it relatively soon, just because, I mean, I hope that the plan is to eventually have him challenge for the world title. I just don't know if now is, I mean, has he beaten Honky's record yet?
No, he's got a while for that, I'm pretty sure.
Does he?
I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, how long was Honky Tonk's?
His reign was very long. I'm looking it up. We'll get the official numbers here. It's before, okay. I'm pretty sure it's like the longest reign since Mr. Perfect.
Yeah, I was going to say, I knew it was a very long reign. I just didn't know how close or if he had gotten.
Yeah,
like
it's not really close. Gunther's at 290, and Honky Tonk Man was at 454.
He'll lose it before then.
Yeah, I don't feel like he's gonna hold it past. Yeah, I like the odds on Sheamus here.
You know what? You might have swayed me just with that fact. My heart says Gunther. My head says Sheamus. As of right now, because your logic does make sense that they could run back the match from Clash at the Castle last year and it'll be great. And then solidify Sheamus as the IC title. You can move Gunther up the card into the world title picture and main event. Yeah, I'm okay with that.
I'm telling you, Sheamus, good value there. Bet on him, everybody.
Jeremy Lambert says bet on Sheamus to win the Intercontinental title.
That's right.
In the triple threat match. Next up, in what feels like their millionth match over the last calendar year, this time taking place inside Hell in a Cell, Edge and Finn Balor. The odds in the favor of Finn Balor, who teased his demon persona on Raw in the strangest promo that you'll see.
Wasn't as bad.
Well, actually, no, the strangest promo since Edge is the week prior, when he just had three candles around his floating head. Just the weirdest. I'm sure the match will be good, but I've been ready for this feud to be over for quite a while.
Same. I think people know, not the biggest Edge fan in the world. Don't mind him, but could do without this extended feud and a lot of his material. And yeah, this floating head promo was not my favorite. Finn's bringing back the demon. they seem, maybe that swayed the odds to where Balor is at minus 140. I think Finn should win. I think it makes the most sense that Finn wins. Does WWE always make the most sense? No. Edge is a live underdog at plus 100. I'd honestly stay away from this match. I have no idea which way it could go, and I'd stay away from it. I don't like either guy in this bout, because my heart says Finn and my head says, well, it's Edge, it's WrestleMania, why wouldn't they just have him win? They love doing that stuff.
Yeah, I agree. I do think Finn wins, but it would not shock me if Edge goes over, just because of the reasons that you just laid out. It's one that I'm personally staying away from, just because this feud has been weird and has had some weird results regardless. And yeah, it's one that I'm not touching. Hopefully Finn wins. Hopefully they do the right thing, and this is the last of this never-ending feud that wasn't ever really great to begin with. That's my thoughts on it. And what was a rather fun turn of events, Brock Lesnar is the smaller guy in his WrestleMania match as he takes on Omos, and Brock is the heavy odds on favorite to win. What are your thoughts?
I mean, Brock, I imagine, is going to win this match. do I think Omos maybe should? Sure, because he's going to be around a little bit longer, but Brock is Brock, right? Like, he's probably going to win this match. He probably got this match largely because it was somebody for him.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
To beat, Omos is losing to Braun Strowman. I don't know why he would beat Brock Lesnar. So this is not odds of anything here, because you can't bet on this. But with the mystery surrounding Bray Wyatt and Bobby Lashley, I think that Omos should lose, and then we get kind of a Lashley-Lesnar redo, and then we get the reformation of the Hurt Business, and they cost Brock, and Lashley beats Brock. That's where I would kind of go with all of this, if they're looking to salvage something with Bobby Lashley, because that man got screwed over doing nothing at WrestleMania at the time of this recording.
Yeah, he really did. I think everybody's just been kind of calling for the reunion of the Hurt Business. It feels like they've been teasing it forever now. And fans have been calling it for it for what feels like months. So yeah, I like that idea. It would salvage something for Bobby Lashley. That works for me. You know, you're doing a great job of fantasy booking this WrestleMania, Jeremy Lambert.
Thank you.
You're welcome. From this match, we go to the triple threat between Damage Control and Trish Stratus, Lita, and Becky Lynch. I don't know, man. This is... It's certainly something, isn't it? It's cool to have Lita and Trish Stratus at WrestleMania, and Bayley's great, and Becky's great, and I love Dakota. Like, I love everybody in this match. It just feels like the build's been weird.
I mean, the booking of Damage Control hasn't been all that great since they came back. They got punked out by Bianca. They didn't win the tag team title tournament when they should have, which is really weird, and then they just won them anyway. It's been a weird thing. I understand why Becky, Lita, and Trish are the favorites. So there's been a couple of theories here, and one of them is that Trish is going to turn on Becky. Does that turn happen after the match and as part of the celebration? Does it happen during the match to allow Damage Control to win? I believe Damage Control should win. I think they really need this, where Becky, Lita, and Trish, the two are Hall of Famers. Becky is well on her way, and like she's pretty bulletproof in the grand scheme of things. Damage Control needs something. I think they should win this match. This is another one where I'm just thinking, maybe just stay away from it. I don't feel super confident either way on this one, because if the Trish turn is in play, it could happen during the match or it could happen after the match. And when it happens is going to honestly determine the outcome of the match. So I'm kind of of the belief to stay away from this one.
I think it happens during the match. That way, one, both things can get accomplished. Like, damage control gets a much needed win on a big stage, and then it sets up Becky versus Trish for like a logical reason, not just because, oh, you attacked me after a match. It's you cost me a WrestleMania match. Then right. That leads into a whatever build they do for it. And whenever they want to have that match, they have a logical, legit reason to do it. So I think that I'm pretty confident actually in damage control winning. I would take those plus 150 odds and maybe parlay it with a Rey Mysterio and a Street Profits to see what that would come to. I think I'm a little bit more confident in damage control winning this than you are.
Oh, definitely. I'm not confident in them at all because I haven't liked their booking at all.
Well, we shall see. We'll go to the Raw Women's Championship match now between Bianca Belair and Asuka. Again, another feud with like no build. I'm sure the match is going to be great. There's not really been any sort of good build for this at whatsoever, but I do think Asuka wins this, and I think it's time for somebody else to have the Raw Women's title. It's getting to the point where Bianca wins lol. It's time for Asuka to become the Raw Women's Champion and just be pushed as the badass that she is, and I'm ready for an Asuka title run.
I was shocked by these odds that, you know, Asuka's a slight favorite, but not too much. It's close to a pick 'em here. I was very surprised. Maybe I shouldn't have been, because I'm kind of torn on this as well, in that I'm with you. I think Asuka should win. I love Bianca. I think she's great. The booking of her title run has not done her many favors at all, because at times she just kind of looked too strong. And then a lot of her stories just haven't been done very well. Specifically this one, where they just rehashed her feud with Sasha and basically just did that entire feud note by note. It's going to be a great match. Both of them are fantastic performers, but I think the Raw women's side could use a little bit freshening up with the title off of Bianca. Asuka gives it, as they like to say, a fresh coat of paint. I don't think Bianca goes to the back line or anything. She's not hurt at all. She's still a big star for them. I think Asuka should definitely win. I understand why Bianca is a very live underdog, though, to the fact where she's in minus territory, because it does feel tough to see, like, this is how you're going to end Bianca's reign. Reign will hit a year at this point, because she won it last WrestleMania. And it's like, this is how they're going to end it, with like a terrible build to this Asuka feud. So that's why I understand why Bianca is at these odds, because it doesn't feel like this is the match where the reign ends. Where if you look at some of these other title matches, specifically the tag team and the Universal, it's like, oh yeah, this is worthy of like these long reigns are finally coming to an end here.
Yeah, I mean, Bianca's title reign has been, I mean, you said it's been weird. Like, they had that weird match with her and Bayley. That was in Saudi, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was sorry. That was the last woman standing match, which that stipulation sucks.
Yes, it's horrible, and it's nothing against Bianca. It's more toward the booking, as you said. And when it comes to her reign, yeah, it's just been full of weird booking and weird stories. And look, she is a great performer, and the matches usually rule, but I do feel like it's time, you know, just to. It's not going to hurt her. She's not going to, like you said, she's not going to, you know, go to the back of the line. She's still one of the top performers in the company. But I do feel like it is very much Asuka's time to have a legit title run. And hopefully they book this better than they booked Bianca's title run, and better than they've booked Asuka over the past few years. So let's cross our fingers and hope. We can go to the other women's title match, though, the SmackDown Women's Championship match between Charlotte Flair and Rhea Ripley. Good Lord in heaven, Rhea Ripley is the odds-on favorite to win this. I think she's the heaviest favorite this weekend to win her match. What we don't have odds for, though, is the SmackDown after Mania, if there will be a live sex celebration between her and Dom, where she pegs Dom in the middle of the ring. I don't know what the odds for that would be, but they are odds that I would take. I do think Rhea wins this, and I don't have much more to say than that. Rhea should win. I think she will win for many obvious reasons. She's extremely hot right now. Fans are very much behind her. She's doing great work. And what'll probably happen is she'll win in about 2 weeks. Charlotte will win it back just so she can keep adding to her number of reigns that she has until she inevitably retires as like the 37-time women's champion or something of that nature. But Rhea definitely going over here.
She 100% should. Clearly the odds makers are very confident in her winning. Never doubt out the queen, Charlotte Flair. Just, you can never doubt Charlotte Flair. If Charlotte wins, I will cackle because I think it's hilarious. And I won't be that surprised.
You're alone in that, my friend.
I won't be surprised because sure, Charlotte wins. Unless you're really, really confident in Charlotte Flair, or you just want to commit to the bit of LOL Charlotte wins, there's no reason to bet on Rhea at minus 1000 and Charlotte at plus 500. It's clear they don't think that her chances are very good, but hey, if you like me are a Charlotte Flair fan, just think, you know what, why would Charlotte lose this match? Then just go with Charlotte, because everyone thought that Charlotte was going to lose at WrestleMania last year to Ronda Rousey, and she didn't. And then, of course, she lost in the I Quit match at the next pay-per-view, WrestleMania Backlash. But everyone thought she was going to lose at WrestleMania, and she didn't. And, you know, it's Charlotte Flair at WrestleMania. Tough to bet against the queen.
And if you're like me and not very much of a Charlotte Flair fan, you'll put the mortgage on Rhea Ripley. So... Two very
return. I mean, I guess you won't really double up or anything if you do that. You'll get a little bit in return.
Sure. Seth Rollins versus Logan Paul. This very much has a chance to be the best match of the weekend, which is absurd to say, but it is factual. Seth is the odds-on favorite to win. I won't be surprised if Logan Paul wins this match.
I won't either. The fact that Logan came out and said that his contract ends after this, which he's on like a match by match deal. It's a multi-match deal, but like that's an easy contract to re-sign. It's not like it's a standard year by year contract or anything like that. It's just, hey, this is the last match on my deal. You're going to re-sign me for more matches after this or not. Him saying that gives me more confidence in Seth. I definitely think Seth needs it a whole lot more just because he had the big losing streak last year to Cody. Feels like the losses to Theory. It feels like Seth Rollins lost a lot last year and he was over the entire time. He's carried a large chunk of this feud. Logan, especially if this is the last match on his deal, he doesn't need to go out on top. Seth is the guy that's going to be there the entire time. I think Seth should definitely win this match, but wouldn't shock me if Logan won. I'm not opposed to putting a little money on Logan. I do think Seth is a good parlay with another another favorite that you like to add a little bit there. Seth is a good parlay with Street Profits, who I'm very confident in, or maybe even Asuka as to boost up a little bit on that as a low level bet. I wouldn't bet too much on that parlay, but it's there. It's in play.
Yeah, you pointed out the fact that it's not a very hard contract to renew, re-sign, what have you. I think that they could do something where Logan wins at Mania and then they do the rematch some point later on in the year and Seth wins. I do agree that Seth needs it more just because, like you said, he feels like he lost all the time last year, but it didn't matter because he was so over with the crowd and so over with his matches were always the best on the card. So it was... it didn't really impact him too much. And in between, he had a run as U.S. champion. So it was a weird year for Seth. I mean, the in-ring quality was as high as it's ever been for him, arguably. But the wins were few and far between. And yet it was still arguably, from a pure in-ring perspective, one of the best years of his career. So I do feel like he does need this a lot more for obvious reasons. Like you pointed out, he's going to be there longer. He's, one of the pillars of the company. Logan Paul, yes, it's fun to have him here, and he's naturally just good at professional wrestling, but by no means does he need to win. So I'm up in the air on this. I'm not touching it personally.
No, fair. I mean, I see the argument for both sides. Seth, I almost want Seth to win. I want Seth to win for many reasons, but largely it's just like a reward of like, thank you for everything you did over this past year. Here, you could beat Logan Paul. He's had to sell Logan Paul's terrible looking brand the past few weeks as well. Like, just let this man win.
I agree, Jeremy. I agree. Let's go to the United States Championship match between Austin Theory and John Cena. I'm very excited for this.
As you should be. It's the all-time GOAT John Cena in the building.
I do feel like John being like a part-time, like a very much part-timer, not even a part-timer, like he's not really there anymore. He just comes back for, you know, the big shows. But him being in that type of role, it's made so many people just warm up to him again, which is great because I love John Cena. And it's so nice that he's being like universally cheered again. Like it's 2006 and nothing ever went wrong. So now he's not going to win this match, but it's going to be very fun to see him wrestle at WrestleMania again.
John Cena is going to win this match.
You think so?
Oh, I love these odds for Cena. I may have worked myself into a shoot of largely of my love for John Cena. I can 100% see John Cena winning this match. This is opening the show on Saturday, by the way.
Okay.
You're going to open the show and then immediately kill the crowd with Austin Theory beating John Cena.
I didn't know it was opening the show.
It's opening the show on Saturday. They announced that. By the way, the last time John Cena opened a WrestleMania, WrestleMania 20. WrestleMania 20.
2004?
Yeah, when he defeated the Big Show for to win the United States title. That's right. So, John Cena opening the show. You're going to kill the crowd immediately?
Oh, that's a good
Austin
point.
Theory title win? No, John Cena's winning this thing. And then I think Monday night he comes out, does the open challenge. Rumors of Jay White being.
Dude, if we get John Cena, there, Jay White, I will shit your pants.
That's the rumor. I'm just tossing out the rumors here, Jarrett Bailey. John Cena's winning this match, man. I'm very confident in this one. I love John Cena at plus 250.
Oh, man. I want it to happen. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not against Austin Theory per se. I'm not an Austin Theory fan, but if it means that we get John Cena, Jay White, the Monday after on the Raw after Mania, Christ in heaven. Yes, please. I'll have seconds and thirds. That sounds lovely. You might have swayed me. I didn't know it was opening the show. So that's very logical thinking of you to say, oh, why would they open the show? And, you know, just put him asleep with Austin Theory winning. Yeah, that makes sense. But oh, goodness gracious, that is juicy meat on the bone, Jeremy.
Telling you, John Cena, I love him at plus 250. This is my favorite bet. Very confident in the Street Profits. I love Sheamus's odds. John Cena plus 250. It's gonna happen, Jared. Telling you.
I'm not against it happening. Let's go to the Undisputed Tag Team Championship match between the Usos and Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Obviously, the story's been going on for very long, almost a year long with Sami Zayn, but I mean, the bloodline storyline approaching 3 years since Roman returned with Paul Heyman and this whole thing started. And now it is inevitably going to come to an end at WrestleMania, and I cannot wait for this moment. I cannot wait for this match. The near falls will get me, don't get me wrong. But this is, I'm very much looking forward to this. I think it's everybody and their mother will be picking Sammy and Kevin Owens to win. But what a story this has been, man.
It's been a fantastic story. It should main event night one at the time of this recording. That's not been announced what the main event will be. It should be this match. I could see this opening night two if it doesn't main event night one. Regardless, no reason to bet this match unless you're really trying to pare down some odds here, because Sammy and Kevin are winning and they're the biggest favorites on this show, and there ain't a whole lot of value return if you're just gonna bet them.
Yeah, very much so. Unless you're throwing buku bucks on it, which even then, I mean, you might as well just throw less money on more certain odds and a smaller parlay that would win you more. But yes, it does feel inevitable that Sammy and KO win. And I saw a pitch by somebody on TikTok, and I want to run this by you because I'm completely all the way in on it. So everybody was, you know, really upset that Sammy wasn't going to be in the main event at Mania and be the one to take the title of Roman, you know, around the time of Elimination Chamber when that match was announced. Somebody had said, you know, obviously Kevin and Sammy win the titles at WrestleMania. They go on a tag team title run. And then at some point, you know, a few months in, they lose the titles. Kevin Owens turns on Sami Zayn. Kevin Owens becomes the one to dethrone Cody Rhodes. And say, let's say when Kevin turns on Sami Zayn, he puts him on the show for a really long time. Let's say around SummerSlam till the Rumble. Kevin Owens is the WWE champion. Sami Zayn enters the Rumble, wins the Rumble. And then a year later, we have Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, WrestleMania, WWE Championship.
I think somebody on TikTok has too much time on their hands. This is my first thought.
I think it's a good idea.
No, it's fine. I like that they've plotted out an entire year of this thing. And, you know, we're getting Sammy and Kevin headlining a WrestleMania, which both of these men deserve. And they've certainly over enough. You know, where does that leave like Cody? Because Cody's still going to be a major factor in a lot of things. And
Cody can fight Gunther.
I'm for that. That would rule, actually. I imagine Cody and Gunther is going to happen at some point this year.
What happened at like one of the B pay-per-views, if I had to guess?
Yeah. It might, you know, Money in the Bank, Cody and Gunther. That's my prediction. Do it over in the UK.
I like that idea. Yeah. Money in the Bank sounds like a good place to do it. I am fine with that. Regardless, I enjoy somebody going out of their way to tell a story broken down in a year that they think would be good. And I rather appreciated it. But we'll see what happens with that. And I do believe that leaves us with just the main event of night two, which will be Cody Rhodes taking on Roman Reigns for the far too long of a name, undisputed title. Cody Rhodes, the odds-on favorite, obviously at -450. Roman Reigns at +275. A few weeks ago, people were like, what's the word I'm looking for? Not like the majority of people, but there was, you know, decent amount of people saying, like, wouldn't it be kind of like, would anybody be surprised if Roman won? And that's definitely died down since, just because, you know, it's very obvious that this is the time to pull the trigger and end this thing. But yeah, Cody's going to win. And then what happens with the bloodline? That'll be something that will, you know, while this part of the story is over, the overall destruction of the bloodline is the story that will begin. And, you know, the whole bloodline saga technically, I guess, isn't quite over yet. And I'm excited to see how that unfolds.
There's going to be a lot of fallout from this match. And I think the bloodline fallout is going to be the most intriguing part of it all, because it does seem like they're going to not have any titles after WrestleMania, after having all of the titles since basically fans have been allowed back in the building. So because Usos won those belts Money in the Bank, which was the first pay-per-view when fans were allowed back. So basically since fans have been allowed back, they've been the champions, and Roman was the champion during the pandemic and everything. Cody's winning this match. People are really trying to work themselves into, they gotta let Roman hit 1,000 days. That's the big thing. Like, no, they've built this up to where Cody wins. He deserves it. He's done the work. He's got to finish the story, whatever cliche he wants to throw out there. Cody's winning this thing. -450 is not terrible, considering all the other considering the Usos and Kevin Owens is, and Sami Zayn is -3,000 and Rhea Ripley is -1,000. -450 is not the worst odds.
No, not at all.
You find a decent parlay that you feel confident in, like I feel confident with Street Profits or John Cena, you just tack on Cody on that. Because I think Cody's as a sure thing as there is on the show. Usos, Sammy, Cody, that's as sure a thing as there is on this show to me. Everything else, you can kind of sway me on, yeah, it would make a little sense if this person won or that person won. Those three, I guess two matches, those two matches, 1,000% confidence that Bloodline ain't winning at WrestleMania. 1,000% confidence.
I can agree with that. Can you imagine how people would have reacted if, like, January 1st, 2022, I told you that in about a year's time, Cody Rhodes would be the one to end Roman Reigns' title reign?
No, because Cody Rhodes was about the most hated man in AEW for some reason.
Yeah,
at that point. And now he's the most beloved man in WWE.
Do you think he's the biggest babyface in pro wrestling right now?
Oh, 100%. I don't know if there's anyone close. Like, Sammy was there for a little while. He was, you know, he was right there with Cody going into Elimination Chamber. And obviously Montreal, he had the hometown crowd. That was the pop he got with that was astronomical. And the pop he got when he turned on Roman was astronomical. But I don't think it's close. And this is like, there's nobody in WWE. There's nobody close outside of Sammy. AEW, like, no offense to anybody there, but like, most of their guys
are heels right now.
Yeah, like, they don't have that clear number one baby. Like, it's probably the Elite, but the Elite aren't like where Cody's at in terms of the reactions that he's getting. And you know, Hangman is there.
Yeah, I gotta say, when Hangman and that story was completely over, then when that story was going on, I think that it was the best thing in professional wrestling, and Hangman was the biggest babyface in professional wrestling. But ever since then, they've struggled to find like a definitive, like, yes, this is our number one guy.
It was Punk. It was definitely Punk for a while, but they feuded him with Hangman, and the crowd still loved Hangman. Like Punk during like the MJF feud, it was definitely, oh, this is the guy. See, with Punk, like, they did feud him with a lot of guys that they also liked, like Darby, Eddie Kingston. The crowd loved those guys as well. And then Hangman, crowd loved him. And then Moxley, crowd loved him. So really just largely the MJF feud. AEW has so many guys that like they want them to be bad and they're presented as bad, but the crowd also like likes them. They just don't have that really top defined babyface. I mean, Danielson was like a heel before he was feuding with MJF. And then even MJF was getting slightly cheered reactions for some of that stuff. AEW, they do have sort of an issue with like really that establishing that really superstar top babyface. Whereas WWE, they got Cody, they got Sammy, and they got Kevin right now. And that's been years in the making though. Years in the making. But yeah, Cody, I don't think it's close. I don't think it's close at this point.
And we'll see where this Elite Hangman story goes too. You know, they've picked that back up, and the fans are really into that in AEW. So I'm looking forward to all of that. I'm looking forward to Mania weekend. I'm looking forward to all the wrestling that's going to be taking place. Supercard of Honor as well. We're getting Eddie Claudio. That's going to be scrumptious, isn't it?
That'll be very good. Do you think Eddie wins that match? I think they have ROH odds. We're not doing an ROH show, but we can look at some odds.
I don't know. I think it'd be cool if Eddie won. But then again, like, Claudio hasn't been champion all that long, has he? When did he take it off Jericho?
Final Battle, I believe.
Oh, so that was what, December? Battle.
Yeah, it was December.
Oh, okay, well, he's had it for, like 3 months.
Claudio is minus 2,000, by the way.
Oh, okay, so they are very convinced he's not losing.
The odds for Supercard of Honor aren't very good. It's not a card worth betting on. Vikingo is minus 2,500 against Commander, who is plus 725.
That's going to be such a good match, though.
It's going to be great. I mean, Vikingo is definitely winning. Top Flight are the favorites to win the ladder match, the tag team titles, which I picked them before they were even in the match. They're plus 150. I really like them to win that match. Claudio's minus 2,000. Eddie Kingston's plus 700. Mark Briscoe's minus 2,000. Samoa Joe's plus 700. This is a card not worth betting on.
It'll be worth watching. Like, it'll be great wrestling, but not much there to bet on. Who's Top Flight facing in the tag team match?
It's Top Flight, Kingdom, Roosh and Jalistico, Lucha Brothers, Aussie Open in there.
Where the hell have the Lucha Brothers been on AEW, by the way?
They lost the Trios titles and then they're just out of it.
And then they just fucked off and went to... Yeah.
Now they're just in ROH. We got some props for WrestleMania. Ready for these prop bets?
Yeah.
Any free agent wrestler to make a WWE debut at WrestleMania, minus 200, no, plus 150, yes.
That should just be relabeled Jay White to appear at WrestleMania. I think it's the Raw after.
I think so too. I think if he's coming, it's going to be Raw after. So yeah, I would go no, minus 200.
So he'll beat Cena, and then when AJ comes back, they'll go in a feud for the U.S. title, which will eventually involve the Good Brothers. Good
Brothers, yeah.
Yeah. I'm down.
Title changes at WrestleMania. Over 3.5 is minus 135. Under 3.5 is minus 105. You know two are definitely happening. Universal is happening. Tag is happening.
I think Rhea's winning, and I think Asuka's winning, so that's four.
See, I think Cena's winning, so that's five.
And you think Cena's winning, and you think Sheamus is winning, so that's potentially six.
Yeah, I like the over.
I'd smash the over.
Yeah, I love the over on that. Bet big on the over, everybody.
Put a lot of money on the over.
Yeah, yeah, bet big on the over. And then Vince McMahon to appear during the show, plus 1,000.
Would it surprise me? Not really.
Wouldn't you throw just like $10 on that? And maybe why not? Just like show him up in like a skybox or something. Like
either I could see them, if it's not in person, it'll be in a capacity where he's like on a screen and just says, "Welcome to WrestleMania," and that's how the show
starts.
I don't think
that's gonna count though. I don't think if it's like a video package thing. No. It's gotta be like live audience.
You gotta be there.
Yeah.
I'm going to say no then.
See, there's no odds for no. It's just a yes. So
okay. Because everybody wouldn't be focused as they should be on the show if Vince appeared. Like, yeah. Especially to kick off the show.
He should be on the kickoff show. He should just be hanging out on the kickoff show.
He's just the host of the kickoff show. Like, everybody acts like it's not a big deal whatsoever.
That would be funny.
We lost all our money on Elimination Chamber, and then SP3 and I lost all our money on a Revolution as well. We didn't fare too well on Revolution. So we got to go to,
I wasn't here last time.
Yeah. You were not here for Revolution.
I was in India.
We didn't do too good. We didn't, as you can see by our bets there, we didn't do too good on Revolution. So we've gone back to, Jimmy Van for his fake money here. So we're back at $100. I think there's great, great odds on this WrestleMania show, Jared. Yeah. I think we can clean up. I think we can make a lot of money on this show.
You're making a believer out of me. So what have we done again? We've done a parlay. We've done a few. What was our setup again?
I mean, we've done a few things, but let's actually, you know, bet our fake money here. And I don't know if I want to, you know, just fully throw all of our 100. On one match, I'm tempted to throw the hundo on Jonathan Cena. I'm very tempted.
We can definitely include him in something. Let me pull up our odds calculator.
Let's put $25 on John Cena straight.
$25 on Cena straight. That's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So what's that win us? He's +250.
+250. All right. Yeah. Let me check. So we put 25 on them. The odds are +250, which will win us 6250 and a total payout of 8750.
At 25 and 6250. Can't type. The payout was what? I can't do math.
The total payout was 8750.
All right. John Cena, 25. I said beat 25. 25. All right, we got $75 left. What are we doing?
Okay, let's go with let's go Cody, because might as well throw him in one. His odds are favorable. Let's do a parlay here. So we'll do a parlay with Cody. That's what, -450.
Yep.
I mean, we point out there's no point in betting on Rhea.
No.
You want to throw the Street Profits in it?
Okay. I'm confident in the Street Profits. Street Profits is plus 175.
Okay. So we can go Street Profits. And then we can include one more for just a simple three-leg parlay.
You just want to just, I mean, minus 3,000 is not going to get us a whole lot. Do you want to throw Seth in there at minus 400?
Yeah, Seth, why not?
Okay.
He's what, you said minus 400?
Yeah, minus 400. So Cody Rhodes.
Okay. So Cody Rhodes, Street Profits, and Seth Rollins, that gets you to plus 320.
What are we betting on this?
You want to throw 15?
All right. What's that win us?
That wins us 48.01.
Payout.
Well, let me do math in my head. Total payout would be 63.01.
All right. So we have got some money left to
we do
spend here.
So let's see, we spent what, $40? Or how much did we put on Cena? 25?
25. I told you I'd bet 100 on John Cena. I'm willing to bet this whole thing on him. Let's up Cena to 50. Let's spend half of I'm confident.
Put 50 on Cena. All right.
I'm so confident in John Cena.
What the hell?
You know what? Like, if you bet on John Cena, here's the brilliant thing about betting on John Cena. You either know you have won immediately, or you know you've lost immediately.
That's
so
true.
You can spend the rest of the night trying to make up that money, or you can just sit pretty the rest of it, or you can just throw it away on other matches if you want.
That's a good point. What were his odds? Plus 250?
Yeah, plus 250. What's our win and payout?
$50 on him?
Yeah.
All right. So that would be a win of 125 and a payout of 175.
I'm so confident in young Justin. I see this. Here. All right. So we've spent 65 now. So we've got 45 to spend. You're very confident 35. In damage control. Sorry. You're very confident in damage control.
Right? I am confident in damage control. Yes. So they're what? Plus 150.
Yeah. Do you just want to damage control and do you want to parlay that with anybody or just do damage control straight?
Yeah. Let's do damage control. And I mean, I'll throw Cody in another parlay. I'll keep throwing Cody in parlays all day.
I mean, I'm not mad at that, honestly.
So we got damage control and Cody. How much do you want to throw on that?
I think we should do a Sheamus and Cody parlay as well. And
I think we can keep low money on that, though.
Low money on those two?
I think that's like a $15 one.
Okay.
Well, you're pretty confident in Sheamus, though.
I'm relatively confident in Sheamus, yes.
Okay. What's
our odds for Cody and damage control?
Just plus 206.
Okay. All right. So do you want to do 15 on that?
We could do 15 on that. Yeah. Just a little small money making back thing. So that would win 30.83, and then we'd win, like, have a total payout of 45.83. So that's just something in case the Cena thing doesn't work, I guess.
The Cena thing is working. Do not worry about John Cena. Do not worry about it. All right, Cody Rhodes and Sheamus. What's our odds on that?
What was Sheamo again?
He was plus 120.
So plus 120, Cody Rhodes and Sheamus, that's plus 169. How much money do we have left? We've spent
80. We spent 80.
So we got, might as well just throw the last 20 on that then.
I disagree. Let's throw 10 on this and throw that other 10 on John Cena, baby.
I mean, I'm not against the idea. You just want to put like a total of 60 on Cena?
60 on Cena.
60 on Cena. All right. Well, for the parlay, if we throw 10 on that, it would be 16.89 and a total payout of 26.89.
These are nice little small bets for any of you gamblers out there who gamble on stuff that, what was the payout on that? That was 26.
26.89.
For any of you gamblers out there, you know, I bet a lot of NBA, and sometimes you just take, you got to take the like kind of almost sure thing plus 110s, plus 120s, yeah, stuff like that. Maybe a 2-3 leg parlay that you feel really confident in, and just throw a unit or two on that, and they'll double up, a little less than a double up, but you know, make a little bit of money. Bankroll builder is what they call them, Jared Bailey.
So if we're putting 60 on Cena, 60 on Cena at plus 250, that is to win 150, total payout of 210.
Telling you, everybody, bet the house on the GOAT, John Cena.
You know,
I'm going to look like such a fool, or I'm taking a giant victory lap the next time we do this show, Jared Bailey.
Yeah, there's no in between whatsoever.
No, I've cost people actual money, because you know I'm betting fake money here. If I could bet real money, I would 100% bet on John Cena though. 100%. This is,
I mean, you can bet real money.
Well, I got to get like an offshore account or whatever to bet online AG.
You do?
I think so. It's in Europe. Normal sportsbook. You got to like verify your location and stuff on these places.
Do you?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, but gambling's illegal. I mean, gambling is legal in Ohio now, so you're fine.
Oh, but no, like it knows like where your location is. Like you can't just bet on, like,
yeah, you need to know that because
I don't know. I've never actually tried to do it. Honestly.
If you're in a place where, like, let's say you're in a state where sports betting isn't legal, that's why they need to know your location, because if you're in a place that doesn't allow it, then the app won't let you do it.
Oh,
but if you're in a state like ours, then you're fine.
But like wrestling gambling isn't legal in Ohio. So I don't know if
you're sure.
Yeah, I'm positive. It's not legal in America. These are all European betting.
Oh, really? Well, maybe that's
use a VPN stuff, everybody.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've thought about that. You think that would work for gambling? I'm pretty sure it would be illegal.
No idea. I'm pretty sure it probably would be as well.
I'm certain it's not legal if you do it, but I mean, using offshore accounts probably isn't legal either, but plenty of people do that. Who cares?
Also, what you need to bet on for this, smash the over on over 3.5 title changes. That's at minus.
Oh, yeah. We should have saved some money for that.
Well, I'm telling everybody now to do it. John Cena and over title changes. What does that get us?
Oh God. So plus 250 and what, minus 135?
Yeah.
A lot. That's plus 509.
Oh, I'm telling you. Throw 100 on that. Yeah. throw that on there too, everybody. Parlay that one. Throw the over 3.5 title changes on any of these parlays we got. Feel confident in that. I'm so confident in John Cena.
I can tell you're very confident in John Cena.
Don't let me down, big match, John. All right, Jared Bailey, we got to get out of here. Let everybody know where they can find you at, Jared Bailey.
Yeah, on Twitter, at JBaileyNFL. If you want to read my football stuff, I did a great feature on Tulane running back Tajay Spears. He's going to be one of the first running backs taken in the NFL draft. Great dude. Incredible interview. I really enjoyed doing it. So go read that on USA Today. Much more stuff to come and lead up to the NFL draft. So at JBaileyNFL. I tweet about wrestling too. I'll be live tweeting WrestleMania. It'll be a lot of fun. So follow me on Twitter at JBaileyNFL.
There you go. Jared Bailey might be on some watch alongs if he can pull himself out of bed to do some watch alongs.
Here's the thing. I do the watch alongs a lot. I just sit there on my phone in the dark though, and people think that I'm like in a dungeon. It's just my room. I just don't turn on my lights.
Guys, we appreciate it. Keep it locked to Fightful Overbooked all week. We got a lot of shows, a lot of watch alongs, a lot of fun stuff. Again, just stay here at Fightful Overbooked. Head over to youtube.com/Fightful, check out all the stuff over there. Go to Fightful.com, the website, check out all the news and stuff we have been doing. I promise you, no one is going to work harder than our news team and our overall team that is at WrestleMania and our overall content creator team. Then we will at Fightful. this weekend. I absolutely promise you, because I will see to it myself that nobody works harder. I'll work harder than every single website by myself, Jared Bailey. That's the kind of passion that I maintain for WrestleMania weekend. But no, appreciate the support all the time, everybody. Again, thank you again to betonline.ag for the odds. Bet responsibly. Don't blame us if you lose. Please don't blame me if John Cena loses, even though I've been telling you this entire show to bet all your money on John Cena. If you lose your house because you took my advice on John Cena and he loses, I'm very sorry. I'm very, very
Big
sorry.
Papa but Paul I do gonna, feel very gonna confident. Book Austin Theory to win now just to spite Jeremy Lambert.
Triple H is gonna watch this, but you know what? This fucker, like I ain't having that. He should bet on John Cena. It's +250. These are good odds for John Cena. These are great odds here.
Triple H betting on the show that he books. That's not a conflict of interest at all.
Yeah, get somebody else to do it. Get McAfee to bet on it for
us. That's a great idea. That is a fantastic idea.
Thank you, folks. Thank you all, always for the support. We'll be back for the next major show, which I assume is Backlash. I don't think AEW has a show before Backlash.
Their next show is until what, May?
Yeah, it's end of May. Nothing. Backlash is earlier, mid-May. So yeah, Backlash will be the next show that Jared and I will be here for Wrestling with the Odds. Until then, we'll talk to y'all later. Bye, everybody.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.